Story here from the New York Post. TikTok is reportedly planning a total shutdown of the Chinese-owned video sharing app when the law requiring a ban or sale of the video sharing app takes effect on Sunday. Now, it may come back on Monday. There is talk of an executive action that's going to occur at noon on Monday that would reverse this law. But TikTok is planning to shut down on January 19th in the United States. The roughly 170 million U.S. users who try to access the app will be greeted with a pop-up message directing them to a website with details about the ban. Users will also be given the option of downloading their data from the app. The company's plan goes beyond the scope of the law, which requires app store operators like Google and Apple to stop allowing downloads of TikTok, but allows users who already have the app on their phones to keep using it. TikTok denies allegations.
However, will we manage for that one day?
Oh, my God. 36 hours without TikTok? Oh.
I am going on 3.5 weeks now without opening Reels, Instagram, or Facebook, unless otherwise provoked by Dana saying, go watch this video. But outside of that,
twice a day.
I have not opened those social media apps in 3.5 weeks, and I'm incredibly proud of myself. I have a friend who's a psychologist who told me a trick, and it works like a charm.
Oh, do share.
Yeah, what is the trick?
So you have your phone, you have folders on your app screen or whatever, and so you know in your head, when I unlock my phone, I click this folder, I click on the Facebook app, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's two clicks. Very easy. Your brain does it without even thinking about it. You might even open your phone to do something else, and you're so addicted to those Facebook Reels
yep.
that you go there instead of doing what you intended to do. You want to break that habit? Make it more than 4 clicks.
Oh.
So I took the apps completely off of my app screen. So okay. I have to go into my all apps file on my Android, because that's how it works on Android.
And by then, I'm done. I'm not going to spend the time to do it.
I've got
to
swipe through the different pages. Let's see. G, F. Oh, there's Facebook. And then click on the app. You know how many times I've done that?
Zero.
Zero.
It's too much work.
How do you feel, just like your mental health, being off all this social media for 3 weeks?
Fantastic.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
You noticed a difference?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm still on Twitter, but I never scrolled through Twitter mindlessly the way that I would scroll through the Reels on Instagram or Facebook. I'm always on Twitter for a purpose. Yeah. I'm looking for news. I'm looking for details about a story. And I still get all of the same information I need to be able to do my job effectively, and I don't get lost in the doom scrolling.
Well, I see, and I'll be honest, I have become a huge addict of Facebook Reels.
I know you have.
I mean, I watch it during the commercial breaks.
Yeah.
I love it.
Break it.
But I don't want to.
Well, you never want to. That's the whole point of addiction.
Huh. Very interesting.
It works.
When we get back, what is red dye? Why is it finally banned?
And
why
did red dye three?
The three. It's very important that it's three. Two and four are still fine. And why did all of the other countries say this was bad a long time ago, and we're just now coming around to the fact that this apparently causes cancer in rats?
The top executive at Walgreens lamented the loss of sales from putting items like toothpaste behind lock and key to crack down on rampant shoplifting that has plagued pharmacy chains around the country. Quoting here from Tim Wentworth, CEO of Walgreens, when you lock things up, you don't sell as many of them. We've kind of proven that pretty conclusively. Wentworth said that Walgreens saw a 52% increase in shrink, which I believe is code for theft.
Stolen.
Right. After reporting earnings on Friday, he went on to say, though, that grappling with retail theft was akin to a hand-to-hand combat battle. Walgreens is now exploring creative solutions to combat shrink without compromising the shopping experience. Though Wentworth was vague about the specifics.
Why are we giving it a new term? The term is shrinkage.
It's the same thing. It shrinks! It's the same thing, Sam, that you just talked about with Facebook. If I go in to grab toothpaste and it's behind a locked counter.
And you got to go find
somebody. And there are very rarely extra employees on hand at those stores, even CVS. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's just no one up front. You've got to go search for someone. Then I have to search for someone. Then they have to go get the key. Then they unlock it. By then, I'm like, forget it. I'll Instacart it.
Yeah. At the CVS nearest my home, they have a button on the checkout counter that you have to push to get somebody to come out to check you out.
Hmm.
Normally, they have one person on staff, and they're always stocking shelves while I'm waiting up front. Sam Stevie III, she is Dana Wright. Dan has the news coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.